hog wire and cow wire, cow fence.
What other kind of wire fences do you have other than that?
Most people now don't buy fences like used to. They use electric fence.
Electric fence?
Yeah. And take it up. Just one strand to hold a cow with electricity in it. And you take it up and move it and fence off a small area at a time.
What about this kind of fence that you might catch your pants on if you try to climb over it?
Barbed wire.
Barbed wire?
That'll tell you to break your own part of it too.
Sounds like you got into some of that before.
Is that right? Yeah.
Is barbed wire, is there such thing as hog wire? Or did you
just say net wire, hog wire.
Is that same kind of thing or what?
No, you use a barbed wire most to keep cows in, and net wire or hog wire is woven in together, you know, 30 to 40, 48 inches high.
Before wire fences, what kind of fences would you have around your field?
Rail fence.
Rail fence? Well, what do those things look like?
Well, you go to the woods and cut a tree down and take iron wedge and a mower and put those trees open and make rails. And the rails are about 10 feet long, and you'd have to cross them that way to stay up.
You were talking about barbed wire fence a minute ago. When you're putting up a barbed wire fence, you have to dig holes for the...
Posts.
For the posts. Have you ever heard of a fence that's made out of loose rock or stone? What do you call that?
Well, a rock fence, I ain't know.
You see many of those around here?
No.
I don't have one.
Is that right?
That's not a rock fence.
Stone?
That's a rock fence.
Where would you find a rock fence?
I've seen them around different places, but you've got to have lots of rocks in the country to make a rocky country.
Okay. What about your best dishes that you might have to use when you entertain guests? What were those things usually made out of? The best dishes.
China.
Have you ever seen an egg made out of that that a person might use to try to get his hen to lay? Try to fool it. You put it in the nest, you know.
That's a nest egg.
You call that a nest egg?
Yeah.
What was it made of?
Well, it's, I don't know. It'll break. I think it's made out of glass or something.
Do you reckon any of them are made out of China?
China would be too expensive.
What would you use to carry water in from the well?
Bucket. Water bucket.
What about what you would use to carry milk in?
I would call them milk pail.
Milk pail. Is there any difference?
Well, the milk pail is always smaller than a water bucket.
What are they made of?
Well, most of the milk pail is made out of aluminum and the water bucket is made out of tin.
What do you call that kind of bucket that you might keep in your kitchen to throw scraps in for the pigs?
Pot bucket.
Ever heard that call anything else?
No, I don't know what I have.
What about something bigger than a slop bucket that you would keep in your kitchen just to throw, you know, general waste material in?
Garbage can.
What about, what would you use in the morning for breakfast to cook, let's say, eggs and ham in? What do you call that thing?
Skillet.
Skillet.
Frying pan.
Have you ever seen one with legs on it?
Yeah.
What would you call that?
That'd be a skillet.
What about, we were talking about this.